Penguin Random House Audio presents Gridiron Genius, a masterclass in winning championships and building dynasties in the NFL. This is the author, Michael Lombardi. For Millie, my summer win, without whom nothing else matters. Forward by Bill Belichick. A lot of people write books about football, but only a few of them have Mike Lombardi's credentials. In 1991, when I became the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, one of the first things that I addressed was our scouting system, and for that I turned to Mike Lombardi. Mike and I worked together on building a grading scale and value system for college scouting that would be consistent with our pro scale. Mike directed Dom Anneeley, our director of college scouting, and Jim Swartz, a college scouting assistant, to refine, cross-check, and re-cross-check that system until they had created something that still works today. Mike was brilliant. The values system and scouting manual that he developed were unique because each player's skill evaluation incorporated the priorities of our coaches, including Nick Saban, defense, Ozzie Newsome, offense, Scott O'Brien, special teams, Pat Hill and Kirk Ferentz, offensive line, and Jim Bates, defensive line. In each of the next 3 years, Mike and I read through literally every player in the NFL, as well as every player on our draft board, to make sure he was valued properly and might fit into our schemes. Our grades, which were closely monitored by Jim Schwartz, deviated from other systems, which graded players as starters and backups. Mike and Jim categorized non-starters into roles, and three-down players were valued more highly than first and second-down starters. Also, special teams players had real value in this system. It was and is no coincidence that our special team units in Cleveland and New England have consistently ranked near the top of the league. A decade later, when I became the head coach of the Patriots, I replaced the existing personnel system with the one Mike developed. Ernie Adams and Scott Pioli made some adjustments to it that reflected the changes in the NFL in personnel and schemes over the previous 10 years, but Mike's system never lost its usefulness. I have had the great fortune to have an outstanding staff of coaches and personnel people throughout my coaching career. Many have moved on to other programs in the NC2A as well as the NFL and took the fundamentals of Mike's system with them. The root of that system has been replanted so many times that it is all over the game today. Another of Mike's many strengths is his ability to dig up undervalued players. He was relentless in the pursuit of talent. In Cleveland, we had an outstanding offensive line made up of players that Mike had identified in college, Tony Jones, Wally Williams, Orlando Brown, long before they became some of the highest paid players at their position. Mike also signed defensive tackle Bob Dahl with the idea of converting him to the offense. He was soon starting at guard. In 2014, I hired Mike to assist me in New England. His knowledge and experience proved again to be invaluable as he helped me, Nick Cesario, and our staff assemble our Super Bowl 49 championship team. His recommendation to sign running back Deion Lewis and his successful pursuit of free agent David Andrews are just two examples of his many contributions to that team. Mike is one of the smartest people I have worked with. He has a thorough understanding not only of personnel, but of coaching, team building, and the salary cap too. His work ethic, attention to detail, and near photographic memory made him both valuable and versatile to me at the two organizations at which we work together. This is my chance to thank him for his contributions. Bill Belichick. Introduction. Jumping the route. Something just did not look right. Bill Belichick. With 26 seconds left in Super Bowl 49, the Seattle Seahawks had the ball at the one-yard line with three chances to advance the 36 inches Pete Carroll's team needed to defeat Bill Belichick's New England Patriots. Although the rest of the world believed the game was all
Sample complete. Ready to continue?